It's also our pleasure to welcome in right now a kid who's having a terrific season in Tampa and maybe not getting enough attention for it on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Josh Freeman joins us. 2,200 yards passing so far this season, 18 touchdowns, 5 picks. Buccaneers have won a bunch of games in a row. They're over 500. And again, their quarterback, Josh Freeman's with us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. How are you, Josh?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are well. And listen, I'm looking back here at your season, and your team lost 3 very tough games in a stretch right off the beginning. After you started out 1-0, then you lose a heartbreaker to the Giants, that game that was crazy at the end, a close game against Dallas, a close game against Washington. Take us back to that and how your team stuck together under the new coach when things started out as tough as they did.
You know, when anytime guys get a new coach, and I mean, he preaches this philosophy, there are going to be guys that in camp that kind of like, man, is this really going to work? Is this what we got to do? And then we come out the first game, play Buccaneers football, end up winning, come out the second game. I had a tough loss, like you said, to the Giants. Then you talk about Dallas game, we're right in it. We'll go back, watch the film, and it's like, man, if we could just capitalize on these couple instances, we could have come away with a win. And then you look at the Redskins game, and, I mean, it came down to the wire. And, you know, they just made a few more plays down the stretch, you know. So looking back, going into that bye, I feel like it kind of came at just the right time. You know, because you got a new team, new coach, a lot of new faces, and you drop 3 straight. You know, you start out, you win versus Carolina, and you drop 3. And going into that bye, I just remember, all right, we gotta come back loaded, ready to go. And, you know, everybody was on deck, you know, all hands on deck. Guys were there preparing. We had a little time off. Guys took their time off. But when we got back to work, I mean, we snapped right back into it. I remember we threw pads on the first day coming back after the 4-day break for the bye. And, man, it was guys were flying around, popping each other. You know, it was a very lively, enthusiastic practice where, I mean, in the past, like run league, you hear stories of, oh, man, we got to get back in pads. And guys are a little, I guess, hesitant to go out and put together a practice like we did. And that kind of, I don't know, I feel like that day at practice kind of set the tone. You know, guys kind of stepped up and said, this is who we're going to be. We're going to be a team that, regardless of circumstance, we're going to go out and we're going to do our job. We're going to prepare as well as we can. And then continue to move forward.
Josh, let's look at you. Last year, 16 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. This year, you've already surpassed your touchdowns. You have 18 and just 5 interceptions. What's been the biggest difference for you on that improvement?
You know, I'd say I took out of the situation from last year. I learned as much as I could from it, you know, and tried to just be the very best Josh Freeman I could be. You know, you talk about a quarterback being a leader of the offense, team leader, team captain, and going into a game, I mean, you want to do whatever you can to get your team to win. And, you know, last year, a number of occasions, I mean, I felt like I needed to go above and beyond and do more than what my job specified. You know, go out and try to make the big play, try to force things. And, I mean, yeah, we'd hit a few. I mean, we'd make some plays. It'd give us a little jump start, get us back in the game. But, I mean, all in all, it was hurting us more than it was helping us. You know, if you just go out and you run your offense, I mean, the plays are going to be there to make, you know, I mean, they're going to be there. But if you're worried about generating the big plays and you're worried about finding out how can I go around the system and find a loophole and score quick, you know, you're more often than not, you're going to miss the big play when it's open. And also you're going to be more turnover prone.
Josh Freeman with us from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, off to a good start, and the team has run off 4 wins in their last 5 games. He's with us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Your coach, Greg Schiano, came in from the college ranks with a reputation as being a real tough guy. He seemed to live up to that almost immediately. You're talking about putting on pads. We see him from the outside. You see him from the inside. What's it like playing for Greg Schiano?
Honestly, it's great. It really is. When that poll came out, we had a captain's meeting the following day, and oh man, it was kind of funny because somebody brought it up and everybody kind of heard about it. We're like, that's hilarious. Like it's funny, and he's got the reputation, but I mean, you look at his teams at Rutgers. I mean, He's a guy that his teams adore. You know, he's a guy that his teams go out and they go to battle for. And no, I think he's an awesome coach. You know, he goes out, lays out the plan to succeed. You know, the steps, the goals, and he puts it right in front of you and he says, "Hey, this is what we expect." I mean, and it's simple. I mean, the coaches say point blank, "We expect your very best, the very best you can give on every snap, every rep you're in." And, you know, guys, they take pride in that. They take it personally as a challenge, you know, and you start to develop the culture where rather than guys are worried about, "Oh, man, I'm tired," or "I need to get out of this rep," or "coach is too hard on us," develop the culture where everybody's trying to one-up their previous performance, the previous play, the previous practice, and continue to just push the envelope on improvement. And, when that's the case, all around you start seeing just the growth and development of the team, you know, from a skill standpoint, you know, from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint. And it's been great doing buying in. Yeah, we lost a couple close ones, but you know, that's all in the past. It's all about the next game. You know, we have a mentality that each game is a one game season, so we're pressing on, we're working, and all our efforts and energy are focused towards Carolina this week.
And all that is well and good, but a final thought for you, Josh. Again, the team playing well. At the end of the day, your rookie running back, Doug Martin, has been sensational, and the only question that matters is, do you or do you not refer to him as the muscle hamster?
Sometimes, but generally only to his face. Like, I'm not a guy that's going to go behind his back and call him the muscle hamster to other people. I mean, it's all in jest, you know, but truth be known, I mean, you gotta squash that, you know. It's taken away from Doug's focus, and it's really, he's an emotional wreck right now, and we just gotta find a way to bring him back, you know, just keep him out of the media, because every time he hears the muscle hamster, he gets a little lactated, so. Just if you guys could help me out on that, that'd be awesome.
All right, we'll do what we can. And Golic, I think you have shown remarkable restraint not bringing up the whole Notre Dame-Kansas State thing with Josh Freeman sitting right here.
I'm just trying to be respectful here of when if they all go undefeated, if Notre Dame ends up in that spot and Kansas State gets left out. I'll feel bad for you, Josh.
Man, that's we'll cross that bridge when we come.
Yeah, let's talk in a few weeks.
No doubt, guys. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.
Thanks.